The sign outside the door announces the last evening that patrons can have a smoke along with their drink at the Blind Pig. Despite the cold, there are plenty of customers, and many of them are smoking. One of them, David Crawford, says if he can't enjoy one of his Camel Lights at a bar, he'll probably be spending more time in his garage.
I don't know. I just like smoking. Like drinking. Like sitting in a bar and smoking and drinking.
Doing one and or the other separately doesn't do it for you.
Well, sure it does, but it's not quite the same.
Blind Pig owner Chris Knight thinks there are a lot of David Crawfords who won't be in his bar once he puts the ashtrays away. Knight, who's been an outspoken critic of the smoking ban, predicts a 20 to 40% drop in customers at his bar and others in Champaign because the smokers will prefer to smoke and drink at home.
In the bigger picture, history shows that once these bans have been in position for months or years and sales pick up again, however, in that time, you lose money and small bars tend to go out of business. The problem is that if you have a small bar, you don't have the resources to weather a drop in sales.
Banning smoking in bars is meant to protect patrons and especially bar employees from secondhand smoke. Former Blind Pig employees Carl Lund and John Evers are aware of that. They're now regular customers, but they don't want to give up the pleasure of a cigarette with their drinks. Lund calls himself an apologetic smoker, though, and he says he's ready to go along with the ban.
All right, fine. Yeah, this is like restricting my ability to enjoy what I enjoy legally, you know, while I'm out at a bar or wherever. But overall, I don't really care that much. It's a generally good thing in terms of the health of people in general. So.
But it's a bar.
Evers won't accept a bar without smoking.
It's a bar. Okay, Casablanca. The whole appeal of a bar is that you can smoke a cigarette, that you can have a beer.
John, I'm going to play the
What are we going to do? We're going to sit here eating lettuce, drinking our water and our smart food at our bars. It's pointless. It's ridiculous. You need a den of some vice.
Besides owning the Blind Pig, Chris Knight is also a chemistry researcher at the University of Illinois. He's skeptical about the secondhand smoke argument. Knight argues that the levels of secondhand smoke in bars aren't high enough to endanger customers or even employees.
Now, if your spouse smokes and you spend 16 hours a day in a small apartment with somebody who's a heavy smoker, then certainly secondhand smoke is dangerous. But in a bar, you're really not exposed to that much smoke. The EPA has thresholds for the dangerous chemicals in cigarette smoke, and none of them are exceeded in the level that you encounter smoke in a bar.
But John Lindell sees it differently. Lindell runs the kitchen at the nearby Esquire Bar. He's walked up Walnut Street to visit Knight, holding an Oliva cigar from Nicaragua. Lindell has been taking part in what looks to be the final gathering of the Esquire's monthly smoker. He pronounces the Oliva a nice, mild smoke, but he doesn't think people will give up going to bars just because they can't smoke there.
Are you going out so you can sit and smoke someplace? I don't think that's what people are after. I think people are after the companionship, the ambiance, the enjoyment, the entertainment, the nightlife, and all that is available whether or not someone is sitting inside smoking.
Chris Knight hopes his Blind Pig can weather the loss of customers he expects due to the smoking ban, but John Lindell doesn't think the loss will be that bad. He predicts a strong turnout for his big spread at the Esquire on Super Bowl night. Lindell says his friends who smoke have told him they'll be there, even if the need for a cigarette causes them to take off around halftime. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.